Where are we starting?
Brunch.
Yes, brunch.
Brunch. I
forgot. All things start with brunch. Always. Mm-hmm. We always start with brunch.
Is that a motorcycle being rude?
It's a motorcycle rally.
I saw the Constitution bumper sticker the other day, and I like temporarily thought about hitting their car.
I thought you were going to say an I Heart concert.
I thought I Heart Radio.
No, I Heart the Constitution. And okay. I was like, okay.
Well, it's a little old.
Yeah.
Also, pop quiz. Let me ask you three questions about it and see if you know the answers.
Yeah. What type of person was only considered 3/5 of a person in the original document? Did you like heart that part too? Yeah. No? Oh, okay. Great.
I'm not sure their answer would be no.
I'm not sure their answer would be no either. That's why I wanted to hit their car.
Did you? I noticed you were driving Brian's car today.
We can't.
I have something to tell you.
let's go off air again. We'll be right back.
We don't hit cars.
Yeah.
Hey, Basics. It's Chelsea.
It's Amy.
It's Travis.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
Not breaking laws.
I never break the
just
laws.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Not brunching, just
not
casting.
Drinking claws and not breaking laws.
Oh. Now every single person in the universe sells a seltzer, so
yeah.
They need to come up with more. There's no laws when you're drinking the claws. We need them for all of the seltzers this summer.
Yeah, because I'm having a Bud Light hard soda. So there's no...
Everything is right when you're drinking Bud Light.
Yeah.
So every seltzer company is going to have
we need slogans from all of them.
Okay.
I'm basically Baby Yoda when I'm drinking a hard soda.
You're allowed to be unruly if you're drinking it truly. Yeah.
We're good
Chelsea,
when it's other people's companies.
Could you please provide some for us?
We're just not good at our own slogans.
You might have to call your mommy if you drink too many Alani.
That's close.
Okay.
That's what I have. Because we don't break the law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you drink too many, I mean, I know you can get an Uber, but just call your mom.
Just call your mommy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your mommy.
Yeah, call her mommy.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Alani.
Alani. It's like mommy. So close to working.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also, like an Anna Lynn McCord rhyme. You're doing good over there. Okay. It's good.
And just in case you've never heard of it, that's used Ilani Nu. So we're not like making fun of anything because it's
probably
is easier to rhyme with a Hawaiian word.
Probably easier to rhyme with Ilani Nu.
Oh, that's true. Use new.
Yeah.
Ilani Nu mommy.
I meant like a different.
If you're stuck on
mommy. You're stuck on mommy. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm stuck on mommy.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Stuck on mommy. No, I was saying new would be easier to rhyme with because you could the word you rhymes with it. Two.
Okay. So what do you got for it?
Glue. What'd you say? Blue. Yeah.
Boo.
Boo.
Poo.
Yeah. That too.
Poo.
Haiku. Yeah, there's so many things you can do there.
We don't recommend a coup when you're drinking Alani Nu.
Yeah.
Or at all. Really. Ever.
Definitely not.
If you're in queue, you don't get an Alani Nu.
Okay.
All right.
That's how we're encouraging them to leave their cult. You want an Alani Seltz?
They want these Alani Seltz.
You've got to leave queue.
Okay. This is going so many places,
but
I'm going to put us in reverse.
A few weeks ago.
I think we should recap our brunchy brunch that we went on recently.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago at this point.
Yeah.
Had a long weekend.
Yep.
Travis had a long weekend. So we declared it as a critical brunch day.
Yeah. Holiday weekend brunching.
Which we commit to brunch when we commit to brunch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So brunch started out with an order of mimosas for Chelsea and Travis. Because Chelsea let me know I couldn't share with them.
We were sharing with Brian.
Yeah. They did share with Brian.
Yeah.
But not me.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
To start brunch.
Sorry. We didn't know that you wanted them, actually.
Well, she did had we? Conversed with me about it.
The first
it.
Thing I said when I sat down before you got there.
Oh,
you
I didn't
are innocent.
Know
you didn't,
I didn't know.
I said, I really want a mimosa today. I think I'm going to have a mimosa.
Okay. And I said, okay. I'm going to have a mimosa too.
Yeah.
And then I fangirled Travis when he got there.
And she said, bottomless mimosas.
Travis, mimosa party? And you said, yeah, can Brian have some? And I said, three glasses.
Yeah.
And then left Amy out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And see how
so
I
it's
thought
actually Brian's
Amy
fault.
Just didn't want mimosas.
I understand. Thank you.
I thought you just wanted a tequila and soda.
It was the right choice for me. I see that you two were just committed to my fitness journey.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I appreciate that.
I thought you just wanted hard liquor.
I think it's
noon.
A good idea to start with tequila at brunch.
Yeah.
I mean, the brunch
you
was at 12.
Did that
so
to me.
It was actually like lunches, brunches.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess lunches, that is brunches. True. Yeah. Lunches, we brunches. Did sit down at noon. Okay. So it was past noon. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a great way to start
of the party.
And then what happened next?
Well, first of all, I had to have my oyster shooter redemption party with Chelsea because last time we did oyster shooters together, she didn't think I did a great job.
Was did this one a redemption?
I think I did a pretty good job.
I don't. Have you ever watched a person take a shot?
Yeah.
She closes her eyes.
I did
so
most of the shot.
Taking the
you
shot.
Sip it.
I know, but I still consumed it.
Well, nobody was doubting that you consume shots. We were doubting that you take them the way that people take a shot.
A large sip and then two mini sips.
No sips are in shots.
Yeah.
There's zero sips in shots.
Why does it gotta be so fast?
It's straight down your throat.
Because the word shot implies that it's a shot down your throat.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think it was better than the last time I did an oyster shooter with you.
I don't know. I was just trying to hide the fact that I
you
wasn't
didn't
doing
your
the oyster
part of the oyster shooter.
What'd you do with the oyster?
I don't know. I guess
Tristan ate
Tristan
it.
Ate
oh,
it.
Okay. I was like, did you throw it on the ground or
yeah.
something?
No,
like,
I threw it
under,
my shoulder.
Under the table.
Is that not what you're supposed to do? Like,
throw
yeah,
it at the table
I
behind you.
I think that's
you.
How you do oyster shots. You take
Hits
the
a small
shot
child.
And you toss the oyster.
And then yeah. they stop screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There were some children at brunch.
There were children at brunch. There was one I approved of because they kept running up to the door that they were on the other side of.
Yes, it was
fine.
Adorable.
And that's fine because
outside
they kept running up and then I would give
because
them a weird face and then they would be like, ah, and then they'd run away.
Yeah, we do suggest you leave your kids outside for brunch.
Outside.
But also...
But I did never see that parent. I was getting concerned. Maybe they were in the glass.
Mildly
like,
concerned.
I was a little concerned because I was like, where's your parents?
Not concerned enough to get up.
You're outside running up to a
for 30 minutes
door
alone.
And
you're four.
Your parents are... Not with you.
Yeah. Right.
This probably isn't great.
And I will tell you
but
real
I'm going
to
keep drinking and watching you.
Yeah. When we went to Dave and Buster's, we were in the line to get like your prize or whatever that you spent $90 for
yeah.
a set of LED
for a
lights.
Slap bracelet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the little baby was behind us and like the parents were in there, but the sibling had parked the stroller behind us and we were both looking at the baby and then the baby just started slowly moving forward, but we thought that it was buckled in and then it just fell out of the stroller.
Oh my gosh.
So you do have to watch children. We
shouldn't have to,
yeah.
but you do.
So we were actually babysitting the kid at brunch.
How did it?
It wasn't buckled in.
That's not great.
So it was a baby. Like a 1-year-old. So it just leaned
toppled
forward.
Over.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Adrian and I just watched the baby fall on the floor. And I was like, shit, we could have prevented that.
But
like,
it feels like
but
my
then
I don't
you
think
would
I
have
touched
been
other
touching
people's
a baby.
Babies.
Like,
I don't
Adrian
know.
Said he considered booping it on the forehead.
Like pushing it back.
A baby boop.
Yeah, like a little baby boop, like 2-finger touch. Like, this is okay, but I'm just going to like boop this baby back in.
It's
yeah.
still stressful.
Like, instead of like baby
you're
back
touching
ribs,
somebody
it's
else's.
Like, boop but the baby back.
Yeah.
None of that feels great.
No.
Yeah. Especially not leaving your child unattended at a place where there's prizes. What if you thought that was a prize and you
yeah.
put tickets in the carrier and took the child?
Yeah.
So maybe when they get
maybe
to four, you don't
was,
have to worry about that. And that is
that's
why they
that
can
kid
be left
could play
outside.
On the street.
And we were basically like babysitting the kid at brunch. We all were watching the child
yeah, all
for
of us,
free.
For
yeah.
free. Why didn't they pay for our drinks?
They...
We babysat their baby.
Maybe we threw the oyster at them and they didn't love it.
Okay.
Or maybe they weren't even there, which is concerning. But that child
so that happened.
At least looked way more pulled together than some of the brunchers we saw.
Woo. True.
Because I know that we don't know what's trendy right now, but we
at
know
all.
What's not trendy.
Yeah.
And that was
most
a
of
lot
the
of the attire we saw. First of all, it was noon on a Saturday and some people looked like it was 11 o'clock at night going to the club in 2000.
And yeah. also, real quick, per the usual, for us going out, mm-hmm. it was freezing outside.
Freezing.
It was so cold.
So there,
I didn't expect to wear my winter coat
God,
when
it
was 70
so
the day before.
And I just gave up and said, like, I'm wearing this cute leather jacket and I'll suffer through it.
That's not yeah. what you said. But you both said, actually, you were coming looking like Avril Lavigne.
On accident.
Okay, on accident.
And you
on
did,
accident.
And it was cute.
So that was part of my confusion with mm-hmm. the outfits.
Yes,
there was no warm.
They were not dressed
element.
Like it was winter.
No.
I saw some booties. I saw
Butts or booties?
Booties.
Okay.
There were some boots as well.
Butts. Okay.
Oh yeah, boot butts. I see what you mean.
A butt, do like a booty.
Yeah.
There were both kinds, cowboy boots and butts were visible.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
So definitely sometimes when I go out, I get inspired by adorable people and I decide to copy their looks. That lookbook was not saved in my memory from that day.
So you're not copying that, anyone.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
What about the two people that walked in with maybe their son, maybe their lover?
Well, Travis, I hope that was their son because he was young.
Young.
He was like 21, 22, for sure. He was in his 20s, for
sure. Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm thinking that he was younger, but no,
he was definitely an adult. Okay. Because I think he even got a drink.
Okay. So we are in a downtown restaurant. People are trying. They don't look great, but they're trying. We don't look great. I'm not saying that we are on point.
Like, we did try, but
we're trying as well.
Yeah.
No one's excelling.
Yeah.
But a couple.
When one of our friends walked in, I thought I was trying. And then I was like, oh, thanks for wearing that, Lauren. That's adorable. And that is a level up from what I was trying.
I thought you all looked adorable.
I'm just saying her outfit looked very, just, I was inspired.
She was embracing trends. Like you guys refused to do. She was wearing a puffy headband. I know you're anti-trends. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely anti-puffy headbands for me.
For me, too.
Okay. So
for me,
this
too.
Was where we were at.
It wouldn't probably go great with your hair, Pooh.
I don't think
it matches your hair. That's like the one
thing. It would ruin your hair.
Or
abruptly.
Me. Probably wouldn't
I don't
match
know. It's
me.
Close to like a little crown. I could see you getting into
I probably would wear
that
a crown.
Vibe. So
immediate
a couple,
switch.
A couple in their sun lover walks in.
Yeah.
And they're country. They're legit country. He's wearing a cowboy hat, which I don't, as someone in our group was wearing a hat as well, I think you don't wear those inside maybe to eat.
A city, not in Texas or Montana.
Yeah, and flannel and boots. And
this isn't Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a national park? It's not. Take that
it
hat
It became
off.
One.
It mm-hmm. became
as
one.
As soon as they got there.
It but was full I of also, animals.
You know, I grew up in a very Southern family. So when I see people who are country like that, like that's most of my family. And mm-hmm. I could just hear my grandmother being like, take that hat off before you go in the restaurant. So like, okay, cool. You're that country and you want to wear a cowboy hat, even though let's be honest, you probably don't have a farm or cows that you're raising, but okay, cool. You want to wear the hat. I bet your mom, who's the same age group as my grandmother, would tell you to take that off. So why are you wearing it in the restaurant?
He's a rebel. He's a rebel.
He's a rebel.
So we had to teach etiquette at the restaurant. We had to babysit at the restaurant. We had to take sipper shots at the restaurant. It was basically a lot of work for us to brunch.
It's a lot of work.
But
and also, how long were we there? It felt like a very long brunch.
Yeah.
Like I think it was like
2 hours.
2 hours.
I think 2 hours.
Because I was surprised at the time that it was when we were leaving.
Yes.
And then I don't know where we went next.
We went to
I remember, the
theme park to go down the slide.
Yeah, we went to
that was our next stop.
Yeah, because it was a long walk.
It was a long walk.
That was
but we walked.
Such a long walk.
Because we're so healthy.
Yeah.
And then I crawled up this sidewalk.
Yeah. Excuse me. Let's pause this right now. If you're not following us on the TikToks, the Instagrams, we don't post Travis crawling on the sidewalk on Instagram. We do respect his privacy a little more than that.
It's so on TikTok though.
If you want to see the raw, uncut version of us.
I didn't know where we were going with this.
If you want to see Travis raw and uncut, please subscribe to his OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans. Okay. Thank you.
But take a little second to pause. Okay. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Spotify.
Yeah.
And then
go and rate us.
Rate us.
5 stars.
You're back? Okay.
Thank you for doing all of that work. As much of work we did at brunch, thank you for doing all that on social media for us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Handle is the same across all the platforms.
So. In case you're confused to what podcast this is, it's Basic Brunchcast.
Yes. Basic.
Sometimes people call us
Brunch and Brunch Basics.
Brunch Basics.
So basic.
But our real name is Basic Brunchcast. So. Thank you so much for doing that and showing us some love. Now back to the brunch story.
Actually, we didn't walk. We went on a hike.
We went on a hike.
You know we love city hiking.
Up a mountain.
So we city hiked to that bar. This is the bar that we talked about a couple episodes ago.
Yes, yes, with the slide.
With the slide. We know that Amy doesn't like going down the slide.
Yeah, and she did not go. We could not convince her.
I tried to pull her and push her.
There was a moment where I was like, this is going to get handsy, and Chelsea is going to drag her. And now I'm uncomfortable, I think, maybe, because at first I was on board with this plan. Like, yes, let's throw her down the slide. But then I was like, oh, I don't.
Really? Because I feel like you two did such a good job of not forcing me.
Oh, I
was
shocked.
I really thought that you were way more accepting than I expected. I couldn't believe I left the slide bar without going down the slide.
That is not how that panned out in my mind.
Oh, we're my mind.
I just couldn't believe I didn't have to go down.
I thought like, oh, I'm being very like pushy. And so then I go, I'm leaving. And I walked away in, you were still in the throes of Chelsea being like, you're coming with me. And I was like, I have to go. I'm getting uncomfortable.
I just feel like a victory because I never thought that I would be there with you two and not have to go down. So then, just not going down, I can't believe that happened.
Oh, okay.
I do have a question.
We're so nice.
God. How many times did you go down the slide?
Twice, I think.
Okay, guys,
I feel like I have 10 videos of Chelsea going down
10 times. Yeah. And then I just kept drinking and couldn't stop going down the slide. And then at one point, I do believe Amy has this on video. We probably should put it on the socials, where a girl just cuts right in front of us and says, excuse me, I need to go now.
I need to do this right now.
And there's some young children standing up there. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in their 20s.
They're in their 20s.
Yeah. Young people.
Young people. Yeah.
And I mean, they definitely called us old people, so we can call them young people.
Yeah, and it's fine. We were leaning into it. We're old.
Let us go first. We need our wheelchairs at the bottom. Yeah. And we can't walk all the way back by ourselves.
Her hips aren't great. She needs help.
They won't be great at the end of this.
And I look at them and I said, do you know her? And they said, no, we don't know her. And I said, fuck her.
and then she's like, we're going.
I was like, we're going now. And at this time, Amy was going to be going
I'm
with
just
me,
recording
she's
you
just recording me the
going.
Whole time. Yeah.
I'm the documentarian. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm capturing this for everyone.
And Courtney is going as well.
Everyone else
Courtney,
is going.
She's going. So
someone had to hold
experience.
The drinks.
At one point, I don't think you heard this, but a girl went down, not the girl that I said fuck her to, but a girl went down and she had on leather pants situation.
Oh, wow.
So it made a skid mark the entire slide with her pants. So then this guy at the bottom,
like her pants made that.
Like her pants made it. She
it's like
didn't
tires poop. On a road, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Your eyes say different. You're making me nervous.
I just
your
hadn't
what you thought.
Heard, I'd not thought to use that word in that context before in my life.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's just what Chelsea provides.
Yep, okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the expansion of my vocabulary.
That will
I
never
still probably
be usable
will never
again.
Use it, but I just would thank you. I appreciate it.
And the only reason I'm using it is because a guy at the bottom of the slide kept saying it over and over and over as everyone was coming out of the slide. And as you know, I went lots of times and
so
I was like,
you heard it a lot of times.
But it's not a skid mark. Like, stop. It's
stop
just
saying
shoes.
That.
I just remember the cute dog at the bottom of the slide.
Adorable.
So
also,
cute.
Do you recall when the
there
80s bar crawl? Showed up. Mm.
Oh yes, I do remember.
Wait,
that.
At the other bar.
At the bar.
At that bar.
Everyone was dressed.
That wasn't an 80s bar crawl. The other bar. They were just people
Those
living
were
in the 80s.
People okay. that were living in the 80s.
Okay. So yes, the 80s bar crawl.
Yes, I knew I wasn't crazy. Hold the phone.
Tell us your thoughts.
We did not go to the slides first.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
No,
we
didn't.
We went to Drum and Drop first.
We went to Drum and Drop first.
Oh, he's right.
I'm
that's
like,
right. That's right.
Yes. I
but
was
you
like,
are crazy.
I got the order wrong.
But you are crazy.
Okay. I am okay. crazy,
and it was
but
a long
not
walk.
About
okay.
that.
And
it was a long walk.
A very long walk.
But we
you're
did
right.
go
Drum
somewhere
and right.
first.
Because
okay.
that, I was like, wow, we were so drunk by the slide
that,
bar.
That, yeah.
I'm like,
crazy
why were we?
Oysters really got me.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we went to Drum and Drop first.
Okay.
So we went to Drum and Drop.
Excuse us,
and there was
our timeline a little.
Another 80s bar crawl. Going on.
Except it's people who were
just
in their 20s in the 80s.
Yeah. Right. And so they're so obviously on vacation. They're like wound up and they're taking pictures and they're just not acting
wild
appropriate. It's what, 2 o'clock?
They are
and wait
older than us, which obviously is not a problem because we're getting
we
older.
We hope to get older at some point
we
as well.
Be like
but
that.
They are acting way more young than we are in the moment.
Not in a good way.
Not and in a great way.
I do think part
very
of it
drunk way.
Was like how we were behaving at the slide bar, but the slide bar is a fine setting for that.
Yes.
It's appropriate.
The Drum and Drought is a cocktail. of we're, a high
we're
end
having
cocktail
fancy cocktails.
Bar.
We're yeah. at tables.
We're being quiet.
There's lavender
like,
in my drink.
Yes, yes.
Excuse me. There's lavender in my drink. Get your shit together.
This is a calming environment.
Yeah. Right.
They come in. Some of them have on like hoodies and sneakers. We're confused. That's not really like the downtown vibe.
Especially not a cocktail bar.
Not for this aesthetically pleasing cocktail bar.
Right.
Yeah.
My husband's modeling for his porno
hat. She's wearing a hat, she means.
Yeah.
So we are in a different place than them.
Yes.
They asked Chelsea to take a, well, they asked somebody to take a picture. Of course it has to be Chelsea.
Well, they made eye contact with
she's
me.
She's here for it.
And
they
knew. Probably because I've been staring at them
they
the
knew.
Whole time.
Yeah. They knew. So then we're all like, Chelsea, we need to know about these people.
No, you tried to ask Courtney
first. Ask them where they're from.
You guys tried to get
everyone.
Yeah,
and that wasn't
well,
working.
Well, we worked through the people.
Courtney's like, no,
I don't
want
to.
No, I'm such a nice person. Yeah. And I'm like, I will ask them.
I'll ask them right now. Okay. Well, they're local. They're from here. And you know how we should have known? One of the guys was wearing a Canes jersey, a hockey Canes jersey.
They were not on vacation.
Could we not
they're
read
from,
the clues?
From Apex.
We're like, where are y'all from? They're like, here.
Here.
They also were like, this is like our third time doing the trolley pub. I'm like, oh.
Really?
This week or?
Yeah.
Today?
Today?
Yeah.
Have you just been looping it around?
Yeah.
And then this gets blurry for me. But did the waitress not say, we don't normally allow them to stop here? I don't know why the trolley public decided to stop here
or
today.
Or like, I wish like, that they didn't. Maybe
I wish
it was
that
something
they didn't.
Like,
I'm not sure what she said.
I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was something along those lines.
And she wasn't rude. She was just like, I think she's saying what we're saying.
It's a cocktail bar. It's hard to rush in one trolley pub.
Yeah.
Stop. You
they're
have
the stops
30
already 15
minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah, is that what
and you're disrupting the experience of everybody
you
there.
The
you can't make
not,
15 cocktails. But then also,
there was only
so
one bartender.
They didn't only make cocktails because they had draft beers that they then gifted our table.
That they drank
that they
out
drank
of.
Drank out of.
And they said, here, guys, thanks for the picture. You can have the rest of our beers.
I almost
as if we
vomited
were
in my mouth. Well, someone
18-year-olds or something.
Didn't drink out of
we
it.
Didn't.
Yeah, we
not
didn't.
Us. We would never.
Other people did, and we don't judge them for that, but we do.
And then did one of them, things are fuzzy for me, did one of them scream, make America great again?
Or said,
no,
Republican!
No, no. So Chelsea, the
which, what does that mean?
The sign behind the bar says,
registered lubricant.
Right. Yeah. Registered lubricant. It's a neon sign. Super cute. So Chelsea's taking their photo. She's so cute. She says, all right, on three, say registered lubricant. And this man screams, Republican.
Like, are you that proud?
Yeah.
What is the context?
Are you so drunk you thought I said Republican?
Registration drive.
Yeah.
There is no election occurring today.
Today,
so
sir.
Then I'm like, here's your phone, disgusting. Immediately, yeah. Like,
we didn't ask what you were registered as, sir. We were just, whatever.
Like, that's like equal to, do you want to scream like your annual salary out loud or what you had for dinner? None of these things are relevant to this photo.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't matter.
What was the last year that you had sex in? Tell
I
us
said
that.
Beer.
That's what we're curious about. Yeah, like it was weird. I was like, oh, that was strange.
What was also weird is that he was wearing gloves the bar,
rubber gloves,
while drinking. Like, so I know you need them for the trolley pub. Like, it is a cold day to be doing
no,
the
but
trolley
they weren't
pub.
They like rubbery?
They
didn't
were
seem like
they had like rubbery, like,
it was probably so he like, could touch his cell phone.
On like, no, like, no, touch his cell phone. So he could touch himself.
Touch himself. Yeah,
he likes to rub.
Probably so he could touch
his
cell
tactile. They're tactile.
I was like,
yes,
probably
a lot of guys wear them
out to the bar.
Out
to the bar. Harvey Weinstein made them.
Like Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh.
So but why didn't you take those off?
When
like,
you came inside.
We're in the bar. He's drinking his beer one-handed with this rubbery glove.
And now they're in the picture.
And screaming Republican. They're in the picture. Like, so I was like,
This is it.
Yeah, I'm stepping away from this.
We left.
And then we left. So then we went to the slide.
Then we went to the slide.
Okay. Yes, that was the order. I knew there was an in-between.
And somehow, as the mom of the group.
Yes.
Amy, at the end of the slide bar. No, but we all had Tic Tacs from the restaurant.
And Chelsea's like, I'm eating all of the Tic Tacs in my packet. And I was like, me too then. And then I realized there's like six Tic Tacs or something. And I'm like, Chelsea, we're in too deep. This is too many Tic Tacs for one bite. And I'm like, crunch, crunch, crunch. Like just mouthful of Tic Tacs.
It was a lot of Tic Tacs.
It was a lot. It was a share pack. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was sharing with myself.
Well, yeah. I ate them all. Yeah.
So Amy's, we're trying to decide where to go. And then Amy just executively like, which we needed, was like, we're going home. We're going home.
Right.
Now.
Like we need a snack.
We're going to go get a snack. And it's like actually 6 o'clock at this point.
Right. Yeah. And we had tried to go to that other bar that wasn't serving us. And you walked up to the bar and they said no.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, no.
I forgot about that.
So negative on that experience.
There was an engagement party at a bar and they weren't being very, they said we could come in, which felt weird. And I was in the space where I was going to start engaging with the people, right. Like discussing them.
But
not
they
getting
hadn't
engaged
rented out the bar.
Yeah. They just were there.
Right.
And so they told us to come in, told us we could get drinks.
We
nobody
did tell
waited
them we
on,
have a large party.
Right. Like, no we got one tables. Waited on us. So we it had been just, like maybe 10 minutes. And I was like, I'll just walk up to the bar and make sure that they
just check
to see if they're okay with it. I was just going to ask, are you actually okay with us? If you're not, we'll go. I get up to the bar and the bartender looks at me and goes, no.
Like, okay.
And I was like, well, I haven't even said anything.
You don't know
yet.
What I'm going to ask.
You didn't even know what I was going to ask.
I was going to ask if I could pay off your student loans.
Student loans.
I can't.
I can't.
Bye.
Never mind. Bye.
I only asked once. I'm a billionaire. Bye. So.
You're lost.
Yeah.
We left.
So we
and
left.
And then the executive decision came, I think.
Yes. This is
so
true.
I thought we needed pizza.
Yeah.
We always need pizza and we can only have pizza when it's a party.
Right. Yeah. And so it was a party.
Yep. Ty's rule is it has to be a party. Then
I
we can have pizza.
Looked at the pizza alert and it said it would be 95 minutes to order pizza.
Yes.
Wait, at this where point, were we? Oh,
we're
we
all
had
splitting
to go
up.
Get our cars.
We had to get
Travis.
Our cars.
We're getting cars. We're getting Ubers. We're all split up.
Yeah. Cars, Ubers.
So we are having a break of people at this time.
Yes.
So I'm like,
Adrian was driving me. We had Ubers for other people. Like,
right.
Okay.
And I'm looking. I'm like, 95 minutes? We need this pizza now. My friends left a bar because we waited 10 minutes for a drink. I must rush this pizza order. So I
they'll leave my house.
The pizza order that was identical to the last pizza order we had. Sometimes we get the regular pizza and sometimes we get the specials. Well, the specials, I confirmed that they were things my friends wouldn't like cheeseburger pizza. They would never get cheeseburger pizza.
Who did you confirm that with?
Myself. Okay. I knew you would never get a cheeseburger pizza. You ever had pickles on a pizza?
Although Travis walks in and goes, I might have eaten that. He would never.
So then.
He would never eat that.
He would never.
We were
so
in
then
a maybe
I ordered
a sassy
the pizza
mood.
And we arrive back at the house and everyone tells me, thanks a lot for not checking in on what we wanted for pizza. You're a terrible friend.
Okay.
That is no one
said any of those sentences.
That's exactly what you said. I have it on my video.
We were in shock. We were actually in shock. We said, what?
In shock.
You ordered the pizza
without checking with us.
And then you said, yeah.
And Travis goes, okay.
And I said, okay. And you said,
that's his sassy okay.
And you said, what? I had to make a decision.
Yeah, she was sassy, Amy.
An hour and a half.
And I said,
wait,
you could have just texted us.
No,
I didn't know what you guys want.
I said it that sweet like that. And you said, I didn't need to. I know what
you're
going to eat.
I know what you wanted. And then
she is our mother.
And then the restaurant changed the item. And somehow then the item was flawed, but I could not have known the restaurant was going to change the item.
Wait, what did they change? Because
they used dark meat instead of white meat on the pizza.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
That's weird.
That was weird.
Maybe just no chicken. If
maybe
that's
don't
the
put
cheese. Because it was weird.
That was strange. It tasted
different.
And I actually like dark meat,
but it's
but like,
not,
but,
a pizza, not on pizza.
But not on pizza.
With honey.
With honey.
And,
but we did eat it.
We
yeah,
did eat
I
it.
I mean,
we,
you had no choice
yeah.
because that was
because
all that was
yeah.
provided.
Forced yeah. us to see
because
it.
Because somebody provided it to us.
Yeah. And then the best part is after we had well, the forced
you if
pizza.
I wanted cheeseburger first.
After I prevented the cheeseburger pizza from occurring in our lives. So the night was,
and ordered dessert.
Was mediocre at that point.
Yeah.
So then Chelsea says, we need to go to another bar, one more bar.
Oh, no, I forgot this
So
part.
Chelsea demands that we go to a neighborhood bar. We all are like, absolutely, it's time to go to another bar.
Where do we go? Person Street?
Yeah.
Did
so
go
we,
anywhere?
Yes,
oh,
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
yes, I did.
Got
so,
Girl Scout
no,
cookies.
I thought
we
I went home. Okay.
To the bar. Travis orders multiple boxes of Girl Scout cookies to to recover from my pizza error. And then
to
we
support our favorite bartender's daughters.
Yes, yes.
Also at the bar that Chelsea demanded we go to. And then as soon as we get there, she goes, my dog has been home all day. I have to go. I cannot be here any longer. So Chelsea leaves. Fine. We understand.
Did we finish our drinks?
Finished our drinks.
So here's a question I have.
Okay.
Did I, because listeners, it's like 7 o'clock at this point. Like
it's 7 p.m. It's late.
We've been at, I mean, I'm just saying we've been at brunch for seven
it's
hours.
Been a long
like,
brunch.
You know what happens when this is our day? Mm-hmm. I do not know whether I opened a tab there and never closed
well,
it.
Well, the nice
or
thing about
whether I paid
that bar is, they don't keep your card and they close it for you with a 20% tip if you don't.
Which is what I would tip anyways. Yeah. But I truly don't know.
You and Travis ordered together.
I know.
So that's all I know.
I just know I ordered our two drinks.
I don't remember what I had.
And they asked for cash for the Girl Scout cookies and then he Venmo'd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, I don't have cash.
And then
he said,
he held Travis's hand.
He did hold my hand.
Which is, he does that.
Yeah.
Because he loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as a, he loves your patronage.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a person, not your patronage.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know if you paid.
I mean, it came through.
You did
my,
pay,
no, I mean,
but,
I paid, but I just don't know.
I
like,
had
that was
pay
one question I had the next day.
For my drink and Ty's drink, I remember, because I was ordering two seltzers for Courtney and I, and then Ty continues to order a pour of expensive liquor after we have been out brunching for 18 hours. So
oh
I was like,
God.
Well, pay for this tab. So I have a memory of paying there because of our decisions.
Okay. I do recall one little thing from your house, which was I demanded that Tristan and Ty be our bartenders when we got there.
Did they make you a drink? Because I thought you had a seltzer.
They made drinks I didn't like. So then I said, I don't like that. What is that? And Travis said, you're not going to like that. It was a white. Oh, my gosh.
They make
he
made a white Negroni. Yeah,
yes,
there was
yes,
no way
yes.
you were going to like that.
And Travis was like, and thank God for Travis.
They
He's
make
like, liquor-centric
don't, drinks.
You're not going to drink that. Like, and I was like, make me a drink. You guys make a different drink.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then I said, fine, we're going to the bar. So that is how we decided to go to the bar, because their bartending standards weren't up to my expectations.
Well, I do also remember you saying, you usually have more seltzers than this.
I might not have been very nice to Amy on Saturday.
And I do usually have more seltzers. So I'm going to try to do better
next time.
And I
don't remember what seltzer I ended up picking.
The leftover margarita ones from the previous weekend.
Yeah, please be better.
So I'm going to be better. I'm already
working on
my list of how
buy
to be better.
Seltzers.
Yeah.
No.
And
so then what did you guys do after Person Street when I probably demanded my husband drive me home?
You were like, we're going to go to one more bar. And then you're like, we can't go to another bar. I was like, no, it's cool. It's your idea. It's like, we don't have to.
Yeah.
So then we go to one more bar and we go to
Wilco.
And so it's like Travis and I are like stuck in this pattern of people wanting to go places and then leave. So we go to Wilco. We all order drinks. We're sitting there. It's too cold outside. So we go back inside. And then abruptly Courtney goes, I have a test tomorrow. I have to leave. Like exactly the way Chelsea had
and
it on the street.
And I had just gotten like my second wind. Like,
and we were like half into these drinks.
So I was like, oh, I'm ready for
like
the rest
fun.
Of the night. I'm
going to
have a good time. Like, cause I, right when you left, I was like,
maybe it's
I might be tired.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we got the drinks and I had like one sip, I was like, oh, you're young and
oh,
you're ready
yeah.
for the night. And then she was like, we have to leave. We have to leave now.
And
I
we
was
just
like,
put our drinks down, half drink, and we're like, bye.
Okay. And then I got home and I was like, I'm wide awake.
Yeah, but it was funny because it happened to us like two times in a row.
Yeah.
And then the night just very abruptly ended.
And then Ty was like, Travis, are you drunk? And I was like, No, unfortunately.
Yeah, like this was just.
I am going to go home now, but no,
I just ate 18 Girl Scout cookies,
but I didn't even get to drink those drinks. They're just.
They're at that bar.
I should have donated them to somebody like that guy did for
us.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong.
I did it wrong. I should have given it to somebody.
That's normal.
How selfish of me. Yeah. Oops, sorry.
So.
Sorry if you were at the bar and you didn't get our drinks.
This is why we only brunch occasionally when it's not a podcast recording.
Yeah,
someone at our brunch did ask if we brunch every weekend. And Chelsea's like, we could never.
We brunch. Yeah.
Yeah, it would not be good.
That
I mean,
is
it would
why
great,
we're the brunch cast, because we lean into brunch.
Yeah.
Sometimes brunch doesn't lean into us.
Yeah.
We can't do it every weekend.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Okay. Well, this brunch was really long. We might need to.
I think we need to take a break.
Yeah, we might need to take a
break.
And
by a break, I mean like be done for today?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to have to hear the rest of this episode next week.
Yeah.
Just because we brunch for 8 hours, we don't demand that you do the same with us.
Yeah, yes. That's a lot.
That's an endurance sport.
Yeah, so do whatever you had on your agenda for today, and we'll just see you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, basics, and let's brunch again soon. This has been a Pop Joy Media production.